What's up, K-Casters?
Hey, K-Casters.
So before we get into this, well, today's podcast, it is June 7th, 2020, and we hope that you all have been staying well with COVID-19.
Staying safe.
Staying safe, washing your hands, don't be dirty.
Stop being nasty.
Wear a mask.
Social distance.
So, oh God, please. We're on vacation right now, and there is no social distancing. There is no masks being worn.
It's horrible.
It's disgusting.
Bitches be nasty.
Also, in light of everything that has been happening, 2020 is just a shit show so far. It's a huge shit show. But in reference to Black Lives Matter, we stand with everyone, not the cops. Fuck the cops.
Fuck the cops. Fuck ACAP, 1312.
And we, in that aspect, if you are going out to protest, please, please stay safe.
Mm-hmm. Cover your face. Cover anything that can be identified.
Identified. Look up how to defuse the tear gas, how to safely get it out of your eyes. Mm-hmm. Just please, please stay safe. Don't instigate against the cops or local businesses directly. However, if you see a cop trying to harm a person of color, you fuck their shit up real quick.
Fuck their shit up. If you're white, protect your POC people. Yes. Shield them. Do whatever you can.
And you can sign every petition you can. If you can't monetarily donate to any of the causes, there are YouTubers of color who have the playlist set up that if you can't skip the ads, you have to watch the ads. And the revenue from that will go towards the Black Lives Matter movement, the different ones. Mm-hmm. So please stay safe. We love you. We care about all of you. On that note, on with the show. So, have you guys ever wanted to do your own podcast?
Ever wanted to voice your own opinions?
That's what we did, and that's why we downloaded Anchor. Anchor is a free app that you download straight to your phone, or you can use it on your computer.
It lets you record straight from it, and it lets you edit and publicize your own opinions for the world to hear.
And the cool thing about it is, it distributes it to a bunch of other different things. Most of our listeners are on Spotify, but that the only reason it's on Spotify is because of Anchor.
Anchor will post your podcast to any other known podcast sites that it has connections with. Which includes things like Google Podcasts, Spotify,
Stitcher,
all these other places where you can build up your audience through Anchor.
And the cool thing is you can also add monetized segments, which you do not need a huge following for. You can start making money with, like, one person listening, as long as you keep advertising, adding in segments. Download Anchor today and make your own podcast so we can hear what you want to say. What is up, K-Casters?
Yo, yo.
So, now, today, we are talking about GOT7's most recent comeback, Die. D-Y-E, not D-I-Y.
D-I-Y?
I mean, D-I-E.
D-I-D-I. Excuse me?
Shut up.
D-I-Y? D-I-Y? Do it yourself.
That's what GOT7 tells you to do anymore. Do it your damn self. Why is this not
D-I-E?
Yeah, D-I-E.
This isn't Twitter. You're not going to get suspended for the word die.
I didn't mean to. Anyway. So GOT7 just made that comeback. I don't know why it's not letting me update this on the podcast. But,
yes.
I was trying to put the date in there. So I'll put that here. What did you think?
I loved this album.
Same. This album was so good.
I love the direction that GOT7 is going right now.
I'm here for it. I'm so here for it.
I feel like
it was definitely a change.
The this whole change started with Eclipse.
Eclipse, yeah.
And then from there on to like You Calling My Name to now Not By The Moon. Like, alright, we're gonna go in, like, actual order.
Yeah, we're gonna go in order of the songs as they appear on the album, which I just got the other day. Physically, I've had the digital copy since it came out. First song is Aura.
So good.
I just love that. Aura. I love
Yeah.
It's
Can we talk about how Mark actually has, like,
Mark has lines? They gave Mark lines, bitch. Like,
he's coming for your weave, honey.
Oh, he took it.
He took it. But there's nothing better than Mark actually getting lines. Are you good?
Wrong pipe.
It's Corona time.
No, it's Mark taking my windpipe.
True.
Anyway, like, even, like, when we realized, it was PD, when PD realized that Mark had more than one line, he went, Mark's got lines!
Yeah, I watched the
Rudder accent.
Yeah.
As I'm so far behind on PD's reactions, because it's stuff I waited to watch with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking forward to watching it. But Aura's one, I think, my favorite song on this album.
I know what mine is. Mine's Poison.
Yeah, we didn't get there yet. It's number 6.
I know.
The next one was Crazy.
It's also a good song.
So good.
So good. I feel like this album stands out so much on its own.
Especially because, like, when you look at GOT7 over the past, you know, four years.
Right.
That it goes,
that's like half their whole career.
Yeah, 7 years is their career. But
it's not been 7 years. 2015.
Hold on.
That's like five or six. They're 2015.
No, 2014.
JJ Project was 2014.
It says right here.
JJ Project was 2014. GOT7 was until 2015.
No, years active, 2014 to present.
JJ Project was 2014.
I know what you're friggin' saying. JJ Project was January 2014. Now, when we go back to GOT7.
Are you telling me they're calling JJ Project GOT7?
I don't know. Short, well, if you also remember, JJ Project wasn't around for that long at first. Because it also says here, GOT7 debuted in January 2014 with the release of their EP, Got It, which peaked at number 2 on the GOT album charts and number 1 on Billboard's World Albums chart.
Got It was not that early. I swear it was 2015.
I'm reading it!
Alright, whatever. Either they're wrong or I'm stupid.
Both? Let's see. Got It. ? GOT7. We're going to fight on this.
We are going to fight on this. It's
January 20th, 2014.
Wow. Okay, maybe I am stupid.
So, yeah, they've GOT7's been around for over 6 years at this point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no matter what, we're looking at over half the career. But, yeah. it went from, like, the cutesy and the typical boy. Okay, look.
Girls was not cutesy.
It wasn't, but it was, because Ben Ben was still there. He had the baby fat, and he was
so
precious.
So
did Yugi and Bo. And with the...
Yeah.
The...
Such a long time ago.
Yeah. We've been dancing to GOT7 for 2 days now. it's fine. So after Crazy was Not by the Moon.
I swear not by the moon. Whoa. But what a bop.
It's such a bop. I remember when I watched the MV for the first time, I'm sitting there and I'm like, who the hell some of these vampires?
I was about to
say. JB?
Oh my god, JB came for my blood.
JB made me hurt my hand. Because JB came out looking like a goddamn vampire and I was sitting at a metal table and my hand just came down and I smacked my hand on a metal table.
I almost tossed my laptop because when I watched it for the first time, I watched it on my laptop.
I was at work.
Literally almost flamed my laptop across the room.
Fuck this!
I was like, we don't do this here.
Then, this was JB's era.
This definitely.
JB and Yugioh. This was...
Oh, but we can't forget Young Jay.
Young Jay with his vocals.
Yes. He didn't get very many lines.
No, but...
As usual. But they let him slay.
Yes. They're like, look, we're not going to give you these lines. We're going to give you this high note.
At the end, go ahead, bro. Kill it.
Just let it go.
Just let it out.
Now I can't wait for GOT7 to go on to be able to go on tour again, so we can go see them again and hear this shit live.
Oh my god, Not by the Moon, Poison live.
Oh god, then the next one's Love You Better.
Bop.
Yes.
This whole album.
This whole album. It needed to be longer.
I need GOT7 to keep up with this type of music.
Yes.
Because this is the type of stuff that really kills me.
Well, the thing is, even with Not by the Moon, it had that Romeo and Juliet feel to it, and I'm like, I mean, are you telling Agassiz to die for you? Because you know he will.
He will.
Gladly. You could point up to the top of the balcony and go, jump. All right. Bye.
Bet.
It was nice meeting you. Bye. Yeet. After Love You Better was Trust My Love.
That was also a really good one. Mark for... Oh, my God.
Just Mark. We love Mark.
We love Mark.
We love all the members. True. Although, I feel like as these albums have gone on ever since, like, Spinning Top... Mm-hmm. We've just been yelling at Jin Young more and more.
He's getting ruder and ruder.
Yeah, he's in a new drama.
Oh my God.
I don't know if my heart can handle watching him in the drama again after he's psychometric.
I still can't forget what he said about the drama at the concert.
I need to touch them. You ain't touching shit.
That's
the exact words out of my mouth. It is on audio. If you go on my personal YouTube channel, in one of their talking ments, you will hear me say, "You ain't touching shit." And then me also saying, "I'm half loyal to Young Jay." Because Mark
That's still my favorite moment. That and the Bam Bam thing.
That's the same one.
Well, they're two separate moments.
But like, is it the same time frame?
Yeah, they happen right after each other.
But well, like, you know I can't control my mouth around these guys.
Oh, I know. The whole time. Park Jin
Young! Yeah, Park Jin Young! Damon Sinchild! That's exactly how that went.
Yeah.
Oh, it's broken.
Same.
That's dangerous. Let's not do that.
No, point it downwards.
No!
Someone's gonna hit
the head. Are you kidding me? With the amount of times I banged my head again when I came in to get changed.
Of course you did.
Fun fact, me and Jenna were sitting on Min Young, sorry. For to have
I need it's to okay. fix this.
We are in a bunk bed right now. If you can't.
There we go. Now you can definitely hear it.
And I keep playing with the top portion.
Yeah.
I need to stop doing that.
Because we pulled the mattress off for Alex.
Yeah, because... Now that... When you described the ceiling to me at first, I didn't fully get what you meant. After now looking at it, now I'm glad no one's sleeping up there.
Yeah. You see how
easy it is? I mean, I'm afraid to step on Alex at night, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're still on vacation. We're going to pre-record a bunch of episodes. That's why we don't go through a long of hiatus again. Sorry about that. Life got in the way.
Life happened.
COVID-19 happened.
Yeah.
And now the world's burning, and I'm kind of enjoying watching it.
Yeah, this is fun.
It's a good burn. It's a needed burn. This is a cleanse. This is a burning cleanse.
2020, just take me. I'm ready.
Dude, do you realize we're halfway through 2020 and we've been locked in the house for 90% of it?
Shut up.
The last time Min Young and I saw each other was in February.
Eric
Nam. Which was a good thing to end on. But the last song is Min Young's favorite, and it is Poison!
Hi, Alex.
Just say hi.
Hi.
It's a new episode, so this one will be coming out a month later.
Confuse people.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Left. Right. Up. Down. X. Y. Z. I don't know.
Okay.
But Poison.
I love this song.
I love this whole album. Like when I bought this album, I listened to it. I was still at work, and it was my boss has footage of me dancing. So thank you, JYP Entertainment. My boss thinks I'm an idiot. Because of how often he saw me dancing.
He's not wrong. You are.
Okay, but I don't need him to see me dancing around the store.
Oh, that's true.
My boss is a borderline creep.
I was vibing when I was listening to this. I listened to it while I was doing drawing or whatever.
Knew that
I
was just cool.
I don't remember. I just remembered the music. It's so good. Poison so had me on the floor. So good.
Yes.
If I could throw it back to Poison, I would.
Yes.
I got nothing to throw it back to, though.
No, I mean, we've talked about this. We have the equipment, but not the finish.
I don't have the equipment.
Shut up.
I am a cardboard box.
So does that mean you collapse when you get wet?
Yes.
But anything else we want to talk about before we
I don't think so.
Make dinner?
You go make dinner.
You're keeping me company.
Okay.
We'll play our music and confuse people.
Cool. Or we can use my headphones again.
That's it. Which actually would be good, then we could listen to the other things we gotta listen to.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't stop the recording.
It's okay. Next up for us is day 6 and Cravity.
Cravity.
Cravity is the... We'll talk about that
when we get there.
So until...
I know who Cravity is, bitch.
Well, we still gotta give a description because it's our first time ever covering them.
Oh, yeah, true.
But this is not the Cravity album review. So, we will not talk about them right now.
They don't exist.
Yes, they do. They live, they breathe, they're adorable.
Shut up.
Bye, K-casters.
Bye.